Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Markets get back to business after the Thanksgiving holiday, and Tom Lether will join us right after this break. We're going to visit a little bit just about how those markets ended Friday and may kick off here today. Tom Lether, when we come back in just a moment.
Wildfires in Oklahoma were devastating to many rural families. One family affected was a firefighter himself. His FarmAssure policy paid quickly, just like his agent promised. You see, his dad was his agent and knew the highly rated company would pay. FarmAssure is trusted by agents when they sell a policy to their own family. And isn't that the best testament? FarmAssure. To locate an agent near you, go to FarmAssure.com. Join the thousands who already have.
Make tracks to the Tulsa Farm Show December 11th through 13th at the Tulsa Fairgrounds River Spirit Expo. All the latest for farm and ranch, along with cattle equipment demos and the Livestock Handling Skills Scholarship Finals. Don't miss Craig Cameron's horse training seminars and new trick riding shows with Melissa Navarre. Test ride and enter to win a new Hustler mower and participate in the live auction to support scholarships for Oklahoma students. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Lether joins us now from Lether Commodities. And Tom, let's take a look at our livestock futures. Of course, everything was closed yesterday. These are how they ended on Wednesday. And it was, the feeder cattle futures negative across the board. Hogs also mixed, but kind of leaning towards the negative side at the close on Wednesday as well.
That's right, Dave. It wasn't a very pretty day back on Wednesday for livestock markets. Trading in the cattle complex was lower, as was the closes. Most of the cattle contracts made new lows for the week or were very close to their lows. Cash sales in the feed yard started developing on Wednesday at 172 to 173 in the south and 172 in the north, but most of it was in light volume. We expect to see more cash trade take place today. Choice box beef was up 26 cents. Select boxes were up 33 cents on a movement of 103 lows. Cattle kill Wednesday, 115,000 head. Cash feeder index was up 3 cents. And also news that last week, the first shipment of Brazilian pork left bound for the U.S. On Wednesday, we saw February cattle close $1.35 lower, January feeders down 87 cents, and February lean hogs 27 lower.
We're going to check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, as we take a look at these grain futures, it's kind of what we've seen the last several days. The corn and wheat had pretty nice days at the close Wednesday, but the soybeans continue to struggle.
That's right, Dave. Our close back on Wednesday did see soybean futures lower. Corn and wheat managed a positive close despite the fact that most of our trading was on the technical side, and there was a real lack of real fresh news out there on Wednesday. Now, today is first notice day for December futures contracts. There were 40 contracts of corn delivered. There were no December meal or December wheat contracts delivered. And also yesterday, OPEC decided not to cut their oil production quota, so they will leave their production ceiling at 30 million barrels per day, and overnight the January crude at one point traded below $68, and on the monthly crude chart, this is the lowest since early May of 2010. Well, on the close Wednesday, March KC wheat was 4.25 higher. March corn was up 4.25. January beans closed Wednesday 4 cents lower. The March cotton was 16. I should say March cotton currently is trading 17 points higher. January crude oil is trading down $4.35 this morning. The December dollar index is up 38 cents this morning. And we will be waiting for the Dow Jones futures to trade, as they are not trading at this moment. We will see our grain markets open at 8:30 this morning and our livestock markets open at 8 o'clock.
Well, Tom, how can folks get some more information from you?
Dave, then call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the internet by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time here this morning on this abbreviated Friday, and look forward to visiting with you on Monday. Have a great weekend. That's going to wrap it up for us here today. For Tom Lether, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.